Tyler.
Elisha and Tyler. And this is the Whodunit episode of PM Tech.
I do real detective work at the scene of a crime.
Looks like a B&E.
I test out spy stuff that would make James Bond jealous. And I get hooked up to this lie detector.
Do you ever go to bed without your socks?
Nope. Plus, Charlie gives us the scoop on spying.
All this and more on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Do you want some chocolate syrup with yours?
No, thank you. I prefer my milk shaken, not stirred.
Through your story one more time.
I told you 5 times already.
Yeah, but I wasn't paying attention. You say this took place at your house, Malisha.
My name's Alicia. You know that already, Tyler.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get into role. You want something to drink?
Soda? Milk? Raw eggs?
No, thanks.
All right, then let's get on with what happened with the Walkman.
Can I be the cop later?
Yeah, but get on with the story.
It all happened yesterday. Tyler, you're not paying attention again.
I'm sorry. Hey, how about you do it like one of those flashbacks?
Oh, okay. Well, it all started yesterday.
Come on, Alicia, let's go.
Yesterday, this was just my ordinary house. Today, it's a scene of crime. This is Detective Robert Shank from the Montreal Police Investigation Unit. I'm working with him today to collect evidence.
Let's go, Alicia, while the evidence is still fresh.
Come on, let's go.
Looks like a B&E.
That means break and enter for you rookies. My Walkman was right here, and now it's gone. Oh, I'm thirsty.
Don't touch, you'll contaminate the evidence. We'll have to dust it for fingerprints.
Oh. Well, they left behind a half-empty can of pop, a baseball hat, hairs. This is perfect evidence. The forensics lab can run some DNA tests on the hair. That will tell us about the person's sex, race, and origin. A broken window. Muddy tracks.
Blood on the floor?
I hope no one got hurt.
Maybe it's not human blood.
Not human? What else could it be? An alien? Some fibers. Fingerprints are like a signature. Everybody's are different, even twins. Fingerprints are made up of oil and sweat on our hands.
This is a sticky tape that will take the fingerprints off.
A fingerprint is only useful if the police already have it on file. They'll check to see if it matches a known criminal. There's one more thing we can do with fingerprints. See where else we can find the same print at the scene of the crime. That might tell us more about the break-in.
So if we find the same prints on this window and on the can, that means a thief went through here.
They're the same.
Hey, these mud tracks lead right to these shoes. But why would the thief take off his shoes? Aha! Fresh footprints. I'm gonna compare this shoe to this print. And if it's a perfect match, that means the owner of these shoes broke the window and stole a drink out of my fridge. Ah, perfect match.
Now we make a plaster cast of the footprint, so we can keep it as evidence if we need it in court. Now we send all the evidence we've collected off to the lab to be analyzed.
Hey, Alicia, what's with all the tape outside? What's going on?
Find out how the clues can tell us what happened when the lab results come back. That's coming up. How can crime investigators identify the gun that fired a bullet? Inside the gun barrel, there are ridges that make the bullet spin. Those ridges put the same marks on every bullet fired from the gun. Every gun makes different marks. Specialists shoot into a tub of water to compare lines on the bullet to a bullet from the crime scene. If the microscope says they match, they've got the right weapon.
Later on Charlie's experiment, I'll show you how to make a periscope so you can see people when they can't see you. What's that noise? Is that a bee? No.
Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
You better tell us what we want to know!
You'll have to excuse my partner. He gets a little upset when people lie to him.
We're done with you. You're gonna sing like a canary. You might as well spill the beans. Let the cat out of the bag. Blow the whistle. Milk the cow!
Milk the cow?
I ran out of things to say. Hey, you want to be the bad cop? I'll be the good cop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, come on. Tell us the truth.
Maybe we should read him his rights first.
You have the right to a remote control. If you do not have a remote control, one will be provided to you.
You have the right to change channels. But if you do, you'll miss this.
Is your heart pounding?
Yes.
Difficult to breathe?
Yes.
Sweating?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's working.
Finding out the truth is what John does for a living.
With this.
It's a polygraph, also known as a lie detector.
Are you ready to be tested for the truth, Alicia? I want you to pick a card, and I won't know which number that you picked. Okay, now, I want you to hand them back to me, and I'll ask you, did you pick, for example, number 10, number 7, and so on and so forth? And okay. I want you to answer no to each and every single one of them.
Even my own?
Even your own. Did you pick card number 15?
No.
Did you pick card number 10?
No.
Did you pick card number 8?
No.
Did you pick card number 7?
No.
Did you pick card number 13?
No.
Did you pick card number 8?
No.
Was it number 8 that you chose?
Yeah.
I could see it here on a graph. When you lied, I see a reaction to number 8 in the cardiograph, also in the sweat glands, and there's a change in the breathing.
It's amazing.
But to make sure, I had asked you a second time. You were generally nervous,
right?
But you reacted more to the number 8 a second time.
This caught me. The polygraph caught me.
When you lie, your body tells on you.
Your breath becomes fast. Your blood pressure goes up. You sweat.
Card number 8.
No. The polygraph measures all these changes in the electrodes and sensors, and then records them on this graph. On this machine, the top line is an indication of your heartbeat. The middle one represents the sweat glands, while the bottom one monitors your breathing.
A real polygraph exam is done only on adults. It's a very private thing. Catching criminals is a very serious thing.
Have you committed any crimes, Alicia?
No.
Well, I can't really give you a real polygraph test, but I can ask you some personal embarrassing questions just to see how your body reacts to the polygraph.
Did Tyler put you up to this?
No. Honest. Are you afraid I will ask you a personal embarrassing question?
Yes.
Are you a host on Popular Mechanics for Kids?
Yes.
Is your middle name Anne?
Yes.
Do you ever go to bed without your socks?
Nope.
Have you ever cheated in school?
No.
Is it true that you have a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
These charts definitely show that you do sleep with your socks on. But it also tells me that you don't have a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hey, that's right.
Is your first name Alicia? Do you bite your nails? Is your natural hair color blonde?
This interview is over.
This woman's eye is being scanned. It's called biometrics. Everybody's body is different, so a scan of an eye, face, or hand is just like a fingerprint. No two are alike. ID cards are being replaced by biometrics. Soon you may have your eye or hand scanned instead of showing a pass.
You know, you can never be too careful. That's why I always wear one of these. And that's why I always lock up my bike. But hey, what if you forget your combination? Oh, sure, you could write it down. But what if somebody read it? That's why I always write in invisible ink. And you can either use lemon juice or vinegar as your inks. And write whatever you want. A combination, a message to a friend, a fan letter to me, whatever. Wait until it's dry, then hold it up to a lamp. The lamp will heat up your paper. Since the vinegar or lemon juice chars faster than the paper, it'll turn brown first.
Pretty cool, huh?
Oh no, what have I done? Now everybody knows my combination. Huh, wait a minute. Someone's in the house. I cannot believe somebody's in my house. I don't want to look through the window, but I don't want them to see me. I need a periscope. Let's make my stealth wide angle special. I'll need two small mirrors, one regular flat mirror, and one convex mirror. Now, I could use two regular mirrors, but with a convex mirror, I'll cover a bigger area because of its curve. Get a cardboard tube. You can find these at any art stores. I found this one at a fabric shop. I also spray painted it black for camouflage. Now, I've cut the cardboard tube into three parts. The top part, the bottom part, and a smaller section we'll use as an eyepiece. Let's start with the top part. Now, as you can see, I've cut two 45-degree angles near the top for my surveillance hole. Now, glue in the convex mirror. I'm sealing off the top to keep unwanted light out. Next, glue the flat mirror into the bottom part. I've cut the end of the small tube so that it fits perfectly into the opening. That's our eyepiece. Now, glue a smaller tube inside the top part. And when I insert the bottom piece, it allows me to rotate my submarine-like periscope all the way around. A periscope works by reflecting light. The light enters the periscope through the top hole. The convex mirror reflects that light into the bottom mirror and into my eye. Now, let's see who's in my place. There he is. He's taken all my stuff and replaced it. Wait, that's not my dog. This isn't my house. Gotta go.
Hey, kid, I saw what you just did. Pretty impressive. You're brave and you do your own stunts. What's your name?
The name's Kite. Tyler Kite.
I'll be in touch.
Today, some guy tried to run me down in his car, and then this guy in a black suit showed up. I gotta find these guys and get to the bottom of this before they get to me. For my safety, I think I'm going to change my identity. From now on, you can call me 006.
Please follow me, 006.
Hello, hello, anybody home?
Oh, 006, this is a parabolic microphone. Why don't you go all the way to the end of the hallway and I'll show you how it works.
Okay. Here?
No, go further.
Here?
No, go further.
Here?
Yeah, that's good. Stay there.
I can't hear you.
Use your parabolic microphone.
Okay.
It works like a normal microphone, but this one is attached to a reflector. The bowl shape or parabola catches all the sound waves, like a baseball glove, when all the sound waves meet at one point.
The sound is concentrated or louder. I get it. Like when I cut my hand on my ear to hear better. This is great, but it's a little bit too big.
Then why don't you take the pen?
I don't need a pen.
Then take the lipstick. Look, right here. This is where the microphone is hidden. Oh, take this 006. This is an umbrella. It has a hidden microphone right in the tip here. And it also has an amplifier, so you can pick up the sound 200 feet away.
Okay, I'll take the umbrella. But forget about the lipstick. Oh, I need a video camera.
Good, I got a great watch for you. This is a spy pinhole miniature camera hidden in a wristwatch. It is so small now that it can be hidden behind that tiny hole in the middle. You hook it up to the screen now so you can see what it looks like.
I'm gonna put this one on here. There is, I see myself.
Well, you might not know it, but there's also a video camera in your tie.
It's the smallest video camera in the world.
Wow.
Well, you're all set now. All you need to take is this.
Yeah, I know how to use this.
Oh, don't forget your glasses.
All right, and I can't forget my umbrella.
All right.
All right, see you later.
Bye. Oh, and 006, please don't destroy all the equipment.
The sound and pictures I captured get transmitted back to Ursula in her store. That's the guy. He's got my picture. Wonder who he's talking to.
Yeah, yeah, I promise you, I'll get the kid.
He thinks he's gonna get me. I gotta get in closer.
Game's over, pal. Who are you and who do you work for?
I'm a big Hollywood movie producer. You would have been perfect, kid. Forget it, you're crazy. You'll never work in this town again!
Aw, man.
Check out this face-making machine. The police often have to track people down based only on a description. They use a computer program to turn that description into a picture. Like a puzzle, they build a face by trying out different combinations of features. Cool tool. It's not as exact as a photograph, but you can make a picture that's close enough to catch a criminal. Just look. Let's see if it works. I've got someone in mind. You've got the mouth. No, not that nose. Skinnier. Now you're getting it. Now the hair. Hair. All right. That's him, officer. Book him.
Well, it's getting near the end of the show. Time to confess.
Well, I didn't do anything. It was my Walkman that was stolen.
Well, if you didn't do it, then who did?
I'll tell you.
Police can piece together the real story with the evidence left behind at the scene of a crime. In our scenario, we have the can, the cap with the hairs in it, the blood, the mud, and the threads from the window. Forensic scientists at the lab could tell us that the hair I found was dark brown, straight, and belongs to a white male of Mediterranean origin. The threads I found on the window were blue and white and 100% cotton. Blood on the floor was not human, but it wasn't from an alien either. Hey, my Walkman!
If you figured it out, you know, there was no crime.
Here's what really happened. That's my Uncle Bob. He was getting ready to barbecue his famous hamburgers with 24 different herbs and spices. He took the meat out of the fridge to check if it had thawed, and he spilled some blood from the meat on the floor. He slipped on the blood, and a semi-frozen hamburger went flying through the window, landing in the mud outside. Uncle Bob went outside to pick up the burger. A gust of wind blew the door shut. When Uncle Bob reached through the broken window to unlock the door, some thread got stuck. He tracked mud across the floor. When he noticed his mess, he took off his shoes. All this activity made Uncle Bob thirsty, so he had a drink before heading out to the store to get more meat. with my Walkman.
Uncle Bob, I like him and everything, but maybe he shouldn't come over anymore.
Well, you got your Walkman back? Another case solved by the brilliant Detective Tyler.
What are you talking about? You didn't do anything. It was all Detective Shank. Now, can you take these handcuffs off me, please?
Yeah, sure. Can't be too careful, you know. You could have been a dangerous criminal. Uh-oh. I left the keys in my jacket.
What?
Oh, don't worry. It's at my house. I'll just be a few hours.
Do you want to see Dangerous Criminal? Thank you for watching, PMK. See you next time. Although you might not see Tyler.